Oh, hey, are you just getting done? I'm sorry. Hurrying back to the wife, huh? Can I just see you in my office for just a few minutes, please? There is a report on the project. I wanted to go over it with you. Thank you. I promise not to take up too much of your time. Here we are. Ah, yes, this bit. You seem to have made a bit of a mistake. A rather serious one, I would think. You don't see it. Look closer. Right there. Naughty, naughty. That could cause our project a lot of harm. I imagine the boss isn't going to be very happy about it. Oh, what's that? I shouldn't tell him. And why not? Fixing it is going to take the better part of a week for me. I'm not just going to take all the heat for that. Ah, you'll make it worth my while. Really? How is that? My slave, huh? Well, that is an interesting idea. Do I get to define the role of slave here? And anything goes? Even sexual? Oh dear. What about my husband? Your wife, for that matter. You are dirty. All right. If you want to be a naughty boy, I guess I'll have to take you up on your bargain just to make sure you get properly punished. It's very clear your wife can't handle you, and you do seem to need some rough handling. So, if we are going to do this, we are going to do it my way. Any complaints, any refusals, and you can walk right out that door. You can stop this at any time by saying the word red. However, if you say it, we're done. You walk out that door and you get in trouble with the boss. Got it? You said that wrong. From now on, whenever we are alone, you are to address me as mistress. Understand? Good. Now take off your clothes. What's wrong? You offered. Did you not expect me to take full advantage? Shirt. Now. Oh, come on. You can put on more of a show than that. That's right. Off with the shirt. Here, give me your belt. Now your pants. Slowly. Drop them to the floor slowly. Just like that. Good. Those two. Everything. Show me you can be a good boy. Get on your knees. Nice. Rules then. Rule one. Mistress is always right. You should have seen that one coming. Rule two. You will call me mistress whenever we are alone. Rule number three. You will no longer call me by my first name in front of our coworkers. From now on, you will call me ma'am. And there had better not be any sarcasm in your voice. And rule four. From now on, you stay late after work every other day. I will have various tasks I want you to perform for me. The other days, you can go home to your wife. But I bet a part of you's gonna wish you were here with me. These are just the beginning, though. I can and will make other rules as they pop in my head. And that's for later, though. Tonight, I think we should just get acquainted. You are going to learn how to pleasure me. However, I don't believe I will let you look at my private places just yet. Here, let me turn the monitor around and I will just pull up a photo. Now stay on your knees. Stare at this picture of me. Your eyes had better not leave the picture. Don't you dare glance off to the side where I am. Just be a good boy and keep looking at the picture. Huh? This? Oh, this is one of the reasons I said yes to your proposal. You see, I love being choked. My husband won't do it. Too much of a pussy. But I miss it. That feeling of drifting away in my head. The slight panic as you claw around your throat. And then acceptance. True acceptance as you fade. Fade away, knowing there is a chance you might not come back as your vision fades into black. Trusting the other person completely. And then the crazy adrenaline pumped rush of coming back. It's indescribable. There's nothing quite like it. But my husband won't do it. And I can't do it myself because I don't want to die. Which is where you come in. I have the leather of your belt wrapped just right around my neck. Pressing against the veins. When you pull it, well, it's looped so someone pulling on it will blank me out, and a release of tension will bring me back. Now you just stare at that picture, and when I tell you to, pull on this, the end of the belt. Wait until you aren't hearing me talking anymore. Count to 15. And then stop pulling. Not just yet, though. I'm not horny enough yet. So you stare at that picture of me. It's a bit of a dirty one, isn't it? Not as good as the real thing, of course. My lovely pussy. I'm pulling up my skirt now. Keep looking at the picture. You aren't allowed to see me. See the color of my now exposed panties. I bet it bothers you not knowing. And yet you can hear, can't you? You can hear me starting to rub against my clit through the panties. Just teasing myself. Manipulating that little button from side to side. Right next to you. You want to twitch your eyes and look so badly, don't you? But you are a good boy. You wouldn't disobey. This part drives me nuts. I just want to touch my clit. I love fucking with myself, though. I love teasing myself. Getting hornier and hornier. Doing things like this, rubbing over the panties. Enough sensation to feel really fucking good. But not enough to come. Oh. Not even enough to build towards coming. Just enough to make me concentrate and focus on how horny I am. How wet my pussy is. This is making me fucking drip. It's like a constant ache on the tip of my clit now. Throbbing. I can feel my clit getting bigger and engorged. Fuck, I can't take it. I had to put my hand down my panties and touch my clit directly on the hood. I guess I can't go too fast though, or I'll come much too soon. I love the build-up. The denial is my fucking foreplay. Fuck. Keep looking at the picture. I can tell you want to touch yourself. You feel your cock twitching, don't you? I can see it. Not yet, though. Right now, just look at my picture. Try not to picture in your head what I must look like right now. Legs spread, back arched. My face is flushed with arousal. If you could look, you would see that so too is my flesh. Just a faint, rosy hue under my skin from how hot I think this is. How fucking sexy you look like that. Can you smell it yet? The musky scent of my arousal. I love the smell of my own pussy. I love playing with myself while sitting up. I get so wet, so easy. It's just so simple to get myself excited to the point that I can smell it. The sweat of my breasts, too. Right after jocking, I love the way my sports bras smell. But we were talking about wet panties, weren't we? I think I'll leave the garter and stockings on. But the panties are gonna have to go. I'll pull them over your head, though. So you can really smell me. Just keep looking at the picture. Let me adjust them so the crotch is right over your nose. I want you to breathe me in. You can't see it because you're being good. But my legs are spread. My pussy is completely open to the air. Just like your cock. Fuck. I am wet though. I'll have to wipe my fingers off in your hair. There we go. If I'm too wet, I can't get a proper grip around my clit. Want to know exactly how I do it? I take two fingers, four in middle. I bend the middle back a bit until the fingertips are even. Place one tip on each side of my clit's hood. If I touched it under, like directly, oh fuck no, that would be much too sensitive. So over the hood, right at the top of my clit, firmly but gently squeezing my clit between the fingers, holding it in place as I gently massage it around. I push the pads of my fingers firmly down and rub in circles. Sometimes moving them in and out, and just playing with the flesh. It feels so fucking good. Can you picture it? I bet you fucking can. I see your cock, see you responding to it. Keep looking at the picture. There is lube there next to you. I want you to put some in your dominant hand. Now start rubbing your hand all over your cock. Get every bit of it nice and slippery. Good, good boy. I wonder how long it's gonna take you to come. Not long at all, I bet, you dirty boy. Your wife is at home waiting for you, but you are here with me. So naughty, doing taboo things in the office. The thought gets you hot, though. I know it does. So stroke your cock. No, hands off. I don't think I'll be taking my hands off, though. I am so fucking close to coming. Drop the belt next to you for now. And take both your hands and make fists. Come on, you're gonna do it exactly how I tell you. Fingers curved loosely in under thumbs. Make an O with them. A bit smaller than the circumference of your cock. Good. Now take one fist and push it down over your cock, keeping your hand in a fist, letting your cock expand the ring, gripping it as your fist goes down and touches your mound. Now the other fist. Bring it over the tip of your cock and start shoving it down. Let your other hand unfist, then fist again from up top, so your fists are constantly coming down over your cock. Again and again, that feeling of constantly thrusting into somebody, that friction sensation. Yeah, good boy. Just like that. Good. Now reverse it. Start grabbing underneath your other fist and pulling up. Just gripping and moving your cock along the route your cum is going to take when it comes erupting out of you. Nice. Now grip the shaft in one hand. Play with your balls a bit from underneath with the other. Just cup them up while you stroke your shaft. Stroke as I count. Just the shaft. And then the tip as well, every third number. One, just the shaft. Two, only the shaft. Three, now rub up and over your swollen tip. Four, back to just a basic stroke. Five, is it hard for you yet, baby? Six, you get that tip nice and good. Seven, don't worry, we're only going up to 10. Eight, I think I'm going to come soon. Nine, that's it. Rub that fucking cockhead. 10, just fuck your hand. Stroke yourself nice and hard until you come so close. Oh, fuck. I want you to come for me while choking me out. Are you ready to choke me? Just remember what I said. Count to 15 after I stop talking. Keep stroking your cock. I'll keep rubbing my clit. Oh, fuck. Now, choke me. Come all over. Make a mess for me. Some stirred picture. Yes. That was nice. I came. Fuck. I need a few moments. My hand, it's still on my pussy. I'm such a dirty girl. Fuck. I swear I feel myself getting dumber every time I do that. It's like it makes me just lose a few brain cells. Let me get that. I guess I'll have to be careful. I wouldn't want to do it so many times I forget who's in charge here. But maybe just one more time. You ready? Good boy.